Donald Trump has certainly hit the ground running. In an early morning tweet, he announced he'll be asking for an investigation into what he calls voter fraud, something reporters asked if he would do after his unsubstantiated claims that 3 to 5 million people voted illegally. He also tweeted out last night, big day planned for national security, including we will build the wall, and he's visiting the Department of Homeland Security as we speak. And his press secretary, Sean Spicer, told reporters today about the executive actions Trump plans to sign today while he's there.
The first order is the border security and immigration enforcement improvements. It addresses long overdue border security issues, and it's the first order in that will be to build a large physical barrier on the southern border. Building this barrier is more than just a campaign promise. It's a common sense first step to really securing our poorest border. This will stem the flow of drugs, crime, illegal immigration into the United States. And yes, one way or another, as the president has said before, Mexico will pay for it.
NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro is here with some thoughts. First of all, what more do we know about these executive actions?
Well, as Sean Spicer mentioned there, there are two executive actions. The first one, building the wall and making Mexico pay for it, was still brought up. It's unclear how they'll make Mexico pay for it because this will carry a hefty price tag if they do wind up going forward with putting actual brick-and-mortar wall or even fencing along 1,300 to 1,400 more miles of border. Could cost in the range anywhere from $27 billion to up to $40 billion if they actually make a physical barrier. He noted that they're going to increase Department of Homeland Security resources, create more detention space, and catch and release. They are going to prioritize deportation of those who committed crimes, and they will make sure that people spend time in prison and then be deported. The second executive order, they're going to restore the Secure Communities Program, in which they work with local law enforcement to identify immigrants who they would deport. And the State Department, they said, are going to withhold visas from countries that don't take back immigrants who have been identified for deportation. And they're going to strip grant money from quote-unquote sanctuary states and sanctuary cities.
And this is a big problem right now. It has been under the Obama administration that there are people who might even undocumented immigrants who might even have served jail time, and you cannot force a country to take them back now. So we'll see what happens there.
Right, and they're trying to use certain levers to be able to try to do that.
The other major story today, Donald Trump tweeting out he wants an investigation into the elections and his claims of fraud, seeming to respond to reporters like NPR's Mara Liasson, who yesterday, you know, asked this question to Sean Spicer, again, Trump's press secretary.
If 3 to 5 million people voted illegally, that is a scandal of astronomical proportions. Doesn't he want to restore Americans' faith in their ballot system? Wouldn't he want an investigation of this?
Well, Mara, as I've noted several times now, he's believed this for a long time, and I think he won fairly overwhelmingly, so he's not. And look, we'll work.
I'm asking you, why not investigate something
maybe we will.
And again, today, Donald Trump says that he wants to. Look, Domenico Montanaro, what is your sense of what's going on here? We have spoken to political scientists behind data that Trump uses. The political scientist says the data is flawed. It's being misused. There are Republican secretaries of state across the country who are saying we have no fraud in our state. Why is he pushing this?
And we've continued to talk about this, you know, even during the election where Donald Trump was warning that there was going to be voter fraud. He won and is now saying that there was voter fraud because he wound up losing the popular vote by some 3 million votes. The government actually has already paid for a study looking into voter fraud that was published in 2007, 5-year study that found no evidence of widespread fraud, maybe 100 people or a little bit more than that. They point to people who are registered in multiple states, but that doesn't mean that those people go and cast ballots in multiple states. There's no evidence of that, certainly no evidence whatsoever of 3 to 5 million people doing so. You know, it's one of those things. Donald Trump has peddled a lot of conspiracy theories throughout his time on the political stage. And just because you believe something, as Sean Spicer said, Donald Trump has this as a long-held belief, just because you believe something doesn't mean it's not a false conspiracy.
No, that's NPR's political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.